Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Social service providers working with the thousands of new migrant families in Massachusetts say they're increasingly concerned about extremists. Demonstrations against migrants have been reported across the country. In Massachusetts, a New England-based neo-Nazi group has staged more than a half dozen demonstrations at hotels and other places where the state is housing immigrant families. Some families had to be moved to a different hotel in Framingham after a recent protest by the group.
And they created such, anxiety that pretty much that hotel did not renew their contract with the Commonwealth.
Lino Covarrubias is CEO of Jewish Family Services of Metro West, a resettlement agency working with the state to assist some of the migrant families in Framingham. We had to meet in a parking lot near the new Framingham hotel because he says the owners are worried about hate groups.
The hotel management does not want any reporters in their building. Because for them, safety is the number one priority.
On social media, the neo-Nazi group NSC-131 has posted photos of the Framingham protest where masked men held signs saying things such as, "Invaders go home." They left quickly. No arrests were reported. The group demonstrated in other Massachusetts communities as well, and it has distributed leaflets trying to recruit new members. Covarrubias is concerned.
This is an opportunity for them to advance what they want to accomplish, build allies with misinformation. So right now they're just demonstrating, but they could, up it up, right? And we don't want to be in a situation where upping it up means hurting some of our families.
Covarrubias says there are now increased police patrols at the new hotel. He's telling his workers to take precautions, such as knowing how to reach supervisors or law enforcement. His staff is also telling the 22 families living at the hotel to be vigilant and stay inside with doors locked if there are safety concerns. He and other providers have formed a group to work with the state and share information.
We literally don't have time to be worried about hate groups. That's how this group started, is really, how do we, watch the back of the direct service providers?
According to the Anti-Defamation League, NSC-131 is a hate group that originated in Massachusetts in 2019. NSC is an abbreviation for National Socialist Club. The ADL says the members consider themselves soldiers fighting a, quote, Jewish-controlled system plotting against those who are white.
They're a white supremacist group, and in the past few years, they've really doubled down on New England.
Peggy Shuker is with the Anti-Defamation League of Massachusetts and says groups like NSC-131 are targeting new migrant families around the country.
And they are pretty much conveying a false narrative about who these folks are and suggesting that they are unsafe, along with their regular vitriol that is, virulently anti-immigrant.
The man said to be NSC-131's leader is 25-year-old Christopher Hood of Newburyport. About 2 weeks ago, a man who identified as Hood posted on social media that NSC-131 has been able to avoid legal consequences from the Massachusetts protests, and he wants to take further action.
Like I said, we need to get loud, we need to get aggressive, we need to be confrontational, and we've got to win.
Earlier this year, the anti-hate group Task Force Butler Institute sent a report to law enforcement urging them to aggressively prosecute NSC-131. There is a legal case pending against Hood in New Hampshire. Sean Locke with the New Hampshire AG's office charged Hood with trespassing for allegedly putting up a banner on a highway overpass that read, "Keep New England White."
White supremacist groups, neo-Nazi groups, kind of these groups, they know what the First Amendment will protect and will not protect, and they will try to carefully toe that line.
A judge dismissed the case, saying it was an overly broad interpretation of New Hampshire law, but Locke is asking the court to reconsider.
We're looking at every possibility to, make sure we are fully protecting the rights of everyone here at the state.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Massachusetts Attorney General said the office is very concerned about the rise of hate and extremism. Some advocates say there are other avenues besides law enforcement to try to deter extremists. Cindy Rowe with the Jewish Alliance for Law and Social Action points to counter-demonstrations held after other anti-migrant protests.
We're just very hopeful that the migrant families understand that people in Massachusetts are welcoming, and these are just aberrations and in no way represent what our state really is about.
As of last week, more than 6,800 families were living in Massachusetts emergency shelters and hotels. About half are new migrant families.